Blog Talk Radio.
Great day, and thank you so much for joining me for My New Peace Radio. I am Natasha L. Brown, holistic evangelist, healing evangelist, and holistic advocate. We are here weekly on Tuesdays giving you your holistic wealth of wisdom for the week. And definitely have a question for you this week. Are you a social eater or an emotional eater? So definitely that is going to be taken into consideration, because we have entered into the, what I call the eating season, right? Eating season. And we'll go over that a little more. Let me read the disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast will be used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey and keeping you on the path to wholeness. So for any medical concerns, always contact your primary care physician, and for any emergencies, dial 911. All right, so as a healing evangelist and holistic advocate, I educate women on how to reverse dis-ease in the body, how to utilize the body as the self-healing machine that it was created to be so by God himself. And definitely want to keep in mind that you can do what it takes in order to make your body what you are desiring it to be. I'm also an author. I have 4 self-empowerment books, and you can find that information at natashalbrown.com or whathappentoyourlastmeal.com, and those links are in the description, whether you're listening or watching on YouTube or listening at mynewpeace.com. Either way, you can get that information there. And definitely keep in mind, we are here weekly on Tuesdays to give you that holistic fix so that you can stay on track. All right, the eating season begins in October. Usually it will begin Halloween and go through New Year's. But, you know, this year has been a little different. Many have been in the house. Many have been trained to stay in the house. So a lot of people are not out interacting. In many places, people are still locked down. So you may have been in the eating season since March this year, which definitely, if you are not up moving and being active to get that weight down or to keep your weight at the where you are so it won't increase or decrease, then definitely you've already been in the eating season. And again, normally the eating season is the holidays. We run holidays October through January. I can actually throw February in there, because a lot of people do your chocolates for Valentine's Day, right? So we'll say October through February. But the eating season has begun. Now, if you are someone that emotionally eats and you are not conscious of why you emotionally eat, what your triggers are, or how to avoid emotionally eating, this may be definitely a time that is going to be very difficult for you if you are not seeking treatment by a professional. So definitely keep that in mind. Many of the things, you know, I'm a holistic coach, but some things you need just a little more assistance with. Sometimes there are issues that go beyond just surface level, and you may need more time to spend on those things. So I have 5 tips on helping just identify whether you're just a social eater or an emotional eater. And there are so many people that don't eat on a regular basis. And you would think with the obesity issues that we have that most people are eating. But I work with so many clients that are not eating even one full meal a day. They may snack all day, but they are not eating enough to have any success in moving forward on whatever they are desiring for their body, whether it's weight reduction, whether it's maintaining the weight, whether it's reversing an illness and getting the body back into alignment with the way God created it. It's amazing how we don't think about what we need to give our bodies. We just go through the motions of what we've been taught. And sometimes that is not even working for us, and we don't know how to change it. So again, I am a holistic coach, so we don't just work, if you have body goals, we can work on those, but we're going to work the entire body, every aspect of your body, in order to get you where you want to be, but also to maintain, because many people go on diets, and D-I-E, die, you're killing something off as you're on that program, but then once you get off the program, what happens, you go back to what you were doing before and you'll get back into the same situation. So definitely a big part of anything weight-related or body-related is going to start with your mind, right? You have to start with the mind. So the mental piece is vital. So if you're a social eater and this is definitely your time of year and you're going to be constantly eating, you are most likely going to gain most of your weight for the year during this time, right? So what are you going to do in order to make healthy options when you go to different parties, functions, or gatherings? What are you going to do as far as making sure that that is not the only time that you're eating when you go to these particular functions, right? So there are quite a few things, and you just have to be conscious. What is it that you're looking for as far as your body is concerned, and what have you been doing that has not been working, right? So definitely being held accountable is going to be your main key in making sure that you are successful during this eating season. So emotional eaters, therapists call it unconscious eating, right? And I had a nutritionist come and do a class, and she used a raisin, just one little raisin, and you might not have thought it was significant, which was amazing to me how powerful the activity was. She had us eat only one raisin. We were to look at it and investigate it, and we all know what a raisin looks like, so you kind of take for granted what's about to happen. So we investigated it before we put it in our mouths, then we put it in our mouths, and she said, before you start chewing it, feel the texture, pay attention to the taste, and then you can begin to chew it. So as we chew that one raisin, and it shouldn't take long, you chew that one raisin, you were supposed to be conscious of the fact that it's in your mouth and then as you swallow. So from the time you pick it up to the time you swallow, you're supposed to be paying attention. And depending on how in touch with your body you are, you may have been able to pay attention even as that as you began to digest that and how it affected your body. Yes, that one raisin. But what began to happen was we had to become conscious of what we were doing. And many people, especially if you are at work and you have a high production job and you are not able to actually take a physical lunch break and get away from that area, you may be eating at your desk. You may be eating while you're working. You may eat in front of the TV if you're at home. So there are a lot of things that can distract us from just being conscious of what we're doing. So emotional eaters, the first thing you have to definitely be mindful of is, are you conscious when you're eating, right? And if you're not conscious, then yes, you are an emotional eater, which that is the term that therapists have deemed. It's unconscious eating, and you are unconsciously eating, and when you're done with the meal, you continue to pick over what's left, even though you say you're full and you say you're finished, but you're just slowly eating everything on the plate because you are not mindful or conscious of what you're doing. And then a lot of times, depending on where you are, when you're finished, you want to get up and transition from that area so that you can do what you need to do instead of continuously, unconsciously eating just to continue. And you're already full, that you come to the point of stuffing now. So you're just constantly trying to fill a void that food is just not going to fill. If it's emotional, you have to deal with what's going on, what the root is, and what the issue is so that you can overcome that emotional situation. Food is not going to do it. Number two, eating for pleasure. If you're eating for pleasure, guess what? You're an emotional eater. So definitely you want to keep in mind that we are not eating only for pleasure. And a lot of times I tell my clients, we're not only eating for taste, and that is not something people want to hear. But what is the body getting from you eating? If it's not getting nutrition, you're wasting time. If it's not giving you something medicinal to heal your body, you are wasting your time. So just to be mindlessly eating is not our goal in eating. So definitely we have to keep in mind what we are eating. So find other ways to reward and soothe yourself beside food so that you won't have self-destructive behaviors associated with food. And what is amazing to me is how in schools, in a lot of school settings, they reward children for different activities and different right answers by giving them candy. So we start off teaching our children something that we should not be doing, that, you know, food is a reward for doing well, when food should be used as nutrition. It should be used medicinally if there's an issue in the body. So if you have an issue in your tissues, definitely food should be used to heal that or to make sure that you are aligning with the way you've been created. So if you are just joining us, this is My New Peace Radio. The question today is, are you a social eater or an emotional eater? I am Natasha L. Brown, your host for My New Peace Radio. We are here every Tuesday giving you holistic insight to get you on the right track and to help you maintain whatever your wellness goal is. So we went over one and two. One was unconscious eating would define whether you're an emotional eater or not. Two is eating for pleasure. And three, you want to own your feelings, because emotional eaters, usually we are going through something, and not we, emotional eaters are usually going through something emotionally that they're not willing to deal with. So they are having to use food. And many of your different foods, you know, depending on what you're doing, I know when I would get stressed, a lot of times I would do potatoes, whether it's potato chips, whether it was french fries, any form of the potato. Usually those were my two go-to because they were easy to get. And it became, I called it an addiction because of the simple fact that I was not using it appropriately. You know, there's not a lot of nutritional value in a white potato anyway, so we won't even get into that. But owning your feelings, what are you feeling? What are your triggers? What is going on emotionally that you seem to need food as your comfort? So, yes, keep in mind that your feelings are valid, that your feelings are important, no matter who or what is telling you otherwise, because sometimes we may be in an unhealthy relationship where the person is saying that our feelings don't matter, or they're not equipped to listen to what our feelings are, which is really crazy that we stay in those type of environments and relationships. But sometimes we don't think we deserve better, but I am here to tell you, you deserve God's very best. You were fearfully and wonderfully created. This entire package, not just your physical being, but your emotional, your spiritual, your mental, and none of that should be abused by you or anyone else. So, yes, your feelings are valid. Whatever you're feeling, it's valid. But what caused that particular feeling? And if you're not able to gauge that, and if you don't have someone to talk to, definitely seek out professional assistance from a therapist or a counselor so that you can get the help you need and stop abusing yourself with food, right? So also you want to keep in mind that your feelings are important, so you want to own them. And if you can get to the root cause, usually you can direct and redirect. But you have to be willing to get to the root cause. Most people don't want to do the work. Once it becomes too hard, they want to back off. So that's why I said usually. So if you're willing to do the work, then you can move forward and make a major difference in your life. Number four, be honest. Do you hate your body? You know, when we hate something, we are not pleasant to it. We are not kind to it. If you do hate your body, then you're using food as a weapon against yourself. Food has become your enemy, and this will take you deeper into emotional issues that you have not resolved, that you have not taken time to actually find out what is going on, because you may be triggered by certain things, and you need to know how to handle that, because it may be something that is in your immediate environment, or it could be something on your job. But if it's something that you're encountering on a regular basis, this is a destructive cycle that you are not going to be able to break. So you definitely want to get some assistance if you're having any issues, three or four. Owning your feelings as well as being honest about how you feel about yourself, not just your physical self, but your entire being. So, again, we are discussing whether you're a social eater or an emotional eater. And social eaters, just like social drinkers, they are going to eat more when they are with people, especially at parties, functions with families, anywhere where they are celebrating and feeling good. Usually they are going to take that to a whole nother level, whether you're eating socially or drinking socially, right? You're there to have a good time, and you're using whatever is there to do so. All right, so three was own your feelings, and four was be honest. Do you hate your body, right? All of this plays a large part in who we are as people. Number five, going beyond your limit. Have you allowed yourself to get too hungry, or are you just so tired that you are using food in a non-productive manner, is using it as a destructive, again, a weapon against yourself, right? You are basically eating yourself into a bad emotional state. So if you've gone beyond your limit, and that's like the recommendation with the social eating, is always eat before you go, so that way, especially if it's just finger foods, you won't be the one with your plate piled up and trying to eat more than you should when it's actually more of a social function. Even if it's dinner, you don't want to be the person with your plate falling over with food, right? So when your body is hungry or tired, it not only sends strong messages to your brain that signal that you need to eat, but when you're hungry and tired, you're not on your A game. So what my first thought was when I read that study was the Snickers commercials, when they do the commercials where everyone is grumpy. And, you know, we laugh. Those are funny. They have celebrities in them. But it's true. You know, you get hangry and you are not functioning well. So if you are eating emotionally, you are in the same state. You let yourself get too tired. You let yourself get too hungry. And so now you're eating for the wrong reasons. Again, the reason for us eating is nutrition or medicinal, right? So it's going to be more nutrition than medicinal unless you have something going on. And definitely if there's an issue going on and you're not working with someone, definitely get you a coach. Like a holistic coach, a life coach, just depending on what area in your life you're needing assistance. So as I work with clients, again, we holistically, I love that you have a goal, but we want to find out how you got here and how we can keep you from coming back here. And same with emotional eaters, right? So get plenty of restful sleep. And a couple of episodes ago, we discussed that there's a particular number of hours that you need each night to be productive the next day. So are you getting the appropriate amount of sleep? And if you're not, restful sleep, then if you're not getting that, you can tell the next day. Again, you're going to be off your game. You're going to be making decisions that you would not normally make. You're not going to be as productive as you could. Also, if you're an emotional eater, break down your meals. Eat several small meals a day instead of several large meals. Eat smaller meals so that you can be conscious of what you're eating and also what your triggers are. And find some healthy snacks. If you're the type of person that when under stress, they need to crunch and they need to get snacks, find those things. There are many healthy options. We just go for what's in the vending machine, and you definitely have to prepare in order to overcome anything with food so that you have what you need and not have to choose from what is available, okay? Emotional eating is a powerful, destructive tool to keep you in a non-productive cycle. So in no means, nothing we do should allow us to stay in a destructive cycle because we are not going to be able to get out of it until we realize, till we become conscious of what's going on and why we're doing what we're doing. So there were five steps we gave just to acknowledge as well as to make sure that we're going in the right direction. We'll count backwards. Five, going beyond your limits. So knowing what your limits are, knowing what your triggers are. Four, be honest with yourself. Do you hate your body? Number three, own your feelings. Number two, eating for pleasure. And number one, unconscious eating. So again, the eating season, and I said January initially, but we're going to change it. October through February is the eating season. So don't get caught up in overeating and indulging in the rich desserts and the rich food that is going to be served at every function you go to. And guess what? You don't have to go to every function. And if you do, you don't have to eat at every function. If you just left Aunt Lucille's house an hour ago and you're going to Uncle Rod's house, why do you have to eat at both places? You don't even have to take a to-go plate depending on what food is being served. Go socialize, enjoy yourself, and then move on. So we self-discipline. We have to get some discipline in what we're doing if we really do have goals, whether it's weight, whether it's staying healthy, whether it's staying fit, whatever the goal is, holistically, if you are disciplined, you can do much better in what is going on with you. So, again, I am Natasha L. Brown. You've been listening to My New Peace Radio. We are here every Tuesday. I appreciate you joining me. If there are some things that you do that you are needing more assistance with, definitely you can contact me by going to whathappentoyourlastmeal.com, clicking on the Contact Us tab, and we will contact you. We can do a pre-transformational consult, and we can deal with what's going on, find out what you need to do in order to be productive, in order to be healthy, in order to possess wellness daily. So definitely what I want you to keep in mind is that self-love is your superpower, self-compassion is your superpower, and that you have what it takes because God put it in you. So definitely go forth, prosper, and be healthy. Have a great week. Thank you.